Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. In the last few weeks, the use of restraint and seclusion rooms on members of the diverse student body of Columbia Public Schools has been a passionate topic of conversation. Local advocacy group Race Matters Friends posted photos of very small rooms designed to isolate students with individualized education programs, or IEPs, when they may be a danger to themselves or others. The Columbia Public School Board is now reconsidering the use of these rooms, but as Christina Ingolia and Michelle Roboto with the Missouri Disability Empowerment Foundation, or MODE Foundation, discussed with us last month, this practice and its potentially dangerous ramifications have become a fixture of Missouri special education. Here's Christina.
Unfortunately, a lot of special ed children who are secluded and restrained may not have the ability to communicate with their parent that happened to them. So they may not know because of the school policy right now. The reporting is very lenient. But also, even when they do have the ability to communicate, if it's just part of their everyday, they don't know what's wrong. You know, they've got a teacher or staff person doing this to them. And really, I mean, when we think of seclusion and restraint, that's like the end of the line. You know, there's a violent situation, something went down, it needed to happen. But because of the frequency that we're hearing from parents and seeing, you know, children with bruises on their faces and things like that, we know that it's not being used properly. It should be, if you're secluding and restraining, we should have a plan in place so that it never happens again. or that it's almost impossible for it to happen again. Because what are the triggers that that child is going through? How do we avoid traumatizing that child? How do we train our staff? I mean, you know, when you don't know alternatives or how to de-escalate, I think you can really escalate a situation that didn't have to go there. And, you know, we hear from parents who, you know, their 9-year-old was arrested. Well, let's talk about why a 9-year-old is arrested. I'm not talking about a kid who shows up with, you know, God forbid, like a knife or a gun or something like that. But, you know, a kid who's having a meltdown and is having behaviors, which are documented in this child's IEP. Why are we arresting that child? It's a huge problem, to say the least. Yeah.
And I do think it's that talking and reporting, because some of the kids, they feel like they've done something wrong, which, I mean, there was something that that happened. But so they're not going to be as open, even the verbal children, to say, hey, I was held down today or I was restrained. Those need to be reported. After that first one, especially if there's a second one, something needs to happen.
And it's not to say that kids don't have behaviors needs, but we can build our schools better. We can equip staff better. We can teach our children how to de-escalate too. I mean, it's a team effort. And I think I'd rather go that route than seeing arrests or holds. I mean, children have died in seclusion and restraint rooms or being restrained. There's just been so many horrific stories about that, and let's not go there. You know, children have been dying in these rooms. Let's not wait till CPS has an incident like that. Let's work together to avoid that. Let's save our children and let's save our staff. And when there's a difficult situation, which with special needs children or children of any stripe, frankly, when they're teenagers, let's figure out just best practices and how to avoid that.
That was Christina Ingolia and Michelle Roboto with the MODE Foundation, speaking about the use of restraint and seclusion rooms for students with special needs. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.